Chip is first up this hour. Hey, Chip.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I'd just like to maybe counter this Doug Matthews thing.
Go ahead.
Doug Matthews is personal friends with Philip Fulmer. Doug Matthews has had orange tinted glasses on for 10 years. I wish you guys, I'd love to see you guys get Tony Basilio from Knoxville and Doug Matthews at the same time.
You don't think Tony Basilio has orange tinted glasses on? He hosts a show in Knoxville. Everyone who hosts a show in Knoxville has to be pro Tennessee.
Let me finish. He swears up and down they do not have and he loves Doug Matthews. He said that, but he said Doug Matthews is wrong. They do not have an offensive coordinator hired. If they did, they would have already announced it. There's no reason why they would announce it.
Hey, let me ask you this: Was Tony Basilio another one of the guys that was hyping up John Gruden in Knoxville when they were going to get hired?
No.
So Tony Basilio's never been wrong about anything.
I'm going to say he's not wrong. I'm just saying he's got good sources up there, and he's saying they're scrambling.
Okay, he's got good sources.
It's fake news, and you guys are allowing the fake news to continue.
Chip, how is it fake news? All right, you're saying he's got good sources. Who do you think is Doug Matthews' source?
Philip Fulmer.
Okay, then how is that not
he doesn't want the fan base to be upset.
Chip, how is that not a good – good Lord, dude. Calm down for a second, and let me talk for a second. Then you can freak out some more. Do you think that Philip Fulmer, first off, no one has turned down the Tennessee job to our knowledge. It's not a dumpster fire, even though you want it to be a dumpster fire. It's not. So let's just say Philip Fulmer is lying to his best friend, Doug Matthews, so Tennessee fans would calm down. Why should Tennessee fans be freaked out, even if that was the case? There are plenty of good options out there to hire. My only desire is that Jeremy Pruitt hires who he wants. The only time I was the least bit upset is when I thought that someone or some booster was preventing him from hiring Hugh Freeze. He clearly didn't want to hire Hugh Freeze. Guess what? Neither did Florida State. Neither did Auburn. That's why he's the head coach at Liberty right now. I don't understand this desire to panic at all costs. And there are people that feed into that panic at all costs. So, Chip, we'll let you talk again. You think Tennessee is scrambling right now, right?
They can't find anybody that wants that job with any quality. They're going to end up hiring somebody off the staff or some no-name. Let me tell you, that's going to be the truth. You watch the end result.
And okay, who do you think they're going to hire? Some no-name. Who's a no-name to you?
That guy out of Central Florida that was like a running back coach that they're throwing out there. Where did that guy come from?
Are you crying right now?
No, I'm not crying.
You sound like you're in tears.
With this program. It's extremely frustrating, but Fulmer is spinning it. They're scrambling. He's upset that the fan base. We're the only team in SEC. Everybody else gets an offensive coordinator within 2 or 3 days after their. And what do we got to do? Take weeks.
That didn't happen. That's not the case. Auburn took a while. Ole Miss doesn't have an offensive coordinator.
Malzahn's calling his own plays now.
And Malzahn's going to call his own offensive plays. Who cares how long it takes if you get the right guy? Look, Chip is representative of a lot of Tennessee fans that's just had it. They're freaking out about everything. I understand that. Under the previous regime, what has happened under Philip Fulmer's watch that's been chaotic? Go ahead. List all the things that have been a dumpster fire since Philip Fulmer took over.
That's what happens when you listen to too much Knoxville radio.
That is the byproduct of that right there. I mean, that is just... Come on.
Tony Basilio has sources.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
maybe he does.
I believe Philip Fulmer. When you see so many different reports coming out, when Doug Matthews is sitting here saying, two people know what's going on.
Right.
That's Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer, and they're not talking to anyone. And guess what? They're not even talking to Doug. Doug said on these airways, I don't know who it is. I'm just telling you not to worry about it. They've got the guy they want. It's going to happen. It'll be announced when it can. I'm paraphrasing. That's what Doug Matthews said. Philip Fulmer's not even telling Doug who it is. Doug would tell us during the breaks if he knew who it was. We don't know.
Fake news. Fake news, Chad.
Gosh.